What up, what up, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Truth of Darion Show. I'm your host, Don Darion, and helping me get through this again is my partner in crime, Lauren Agee. What's going on, Lauren?
I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastico.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
This is a Spanglish show. Not really.
It's not.
Anyway, we got a great show for you. It is Sunday, March 18, 2018. And no, we're not live, but we got a great show for y'all. 30 minutes of nonstop chatter broadcasting here in Dallas, Texas, home of the Republican. We talk entertainment. We talk millennial life.
Yes.
And we talk shit. Anyway, we post new shows every Sunday. So today is Sunday.
Yes, today is Sunday.
But you can go on Apple Podcasts, you can go on Stitcher, and you can go on blogtalkradio.com. Okay? I think I said enough.
Yes, you did.
All right, anyway. So anyway, what's going on, Lauren? How's your week been?
I've had an okay week. It was really busy at work. I had a friend come visit me from out of town. So it's actually been kind of fun. I went out. I lost my glasses. So
there you go.
My nice Juicy Couture frames. Really, but it's okay. I'm getting new ones. So, you know, they're free. So
that's
okay.
Good. Yeah. You know, so I take cash out a lot. You know, cash is my dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is so funny. Like every time I go out, I feel like Black people just don't like my dog. I don't know. It's only Black people though.
Black people don't like foreign dogs. Dogs they don't know.
I know, but
you don't know what they're gonna do.
It's just crazy because like white people, they just
adore
him.
They have no sense of danger.
Like, oh my gosh.
They have no sense of danger.
He has like a little face. Look at him. It was this one time. Let me tell you.
Look.
Cash was running up to like this white guy, and I was like, oh no, you know, I was like, hey, Cash, come here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the white guy was like, hey, I love dogs. Like, got an attitude with me and everything. And I was like, oh,
so
my
he was
man.
Mad that you...
I was like, oh, I was just trying to, you know, keep cash out the way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
To...
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, but he was offended. That's how white people are. They love dogs. But Black people are like, one girl tried to kick my dog. It's all...
All dogs are stray dogs unless I know you, okay?
I'm
white
saying.
People be like, oh, look at that stray dog over there that's eating. Isn't he cute?
No, I love my white people, but I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, white people are a little too friendly with animals. That's...
Also, we're going to talk later in the show. We got to talk shit about United Airlines because you know what
they did. Oh my gosh. They are not friendly enough with animals, obviously.
I know. Anyway, so we're going to get it going on. You know, Lauren knows it all. We're going to just jump right into it. Go ahead, Lauren. Oh, your segment is called Lauren Explains It All. I'm sorry.
Thank you for correcting yourself. Yes, it is Lauren Explains It All.
But you do know it all, too.
Yeah. You know what?
There you go.
I feel like you're trying to insult me on the sly a little bit. I'm not feeling it. Either way, so we're going to talk about Rihanna.
Okay.
Snapchat. Okay, so she made this post. Okay, well, actually, let's start. Snapchat had some type of, I don't know, like a game or a survey or something that they posted. They didn't have it up for very long because the post was, would you rather slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown?
What?
Yes, slap Rihanna or punch Chris Brown. Everybody knows that Chris Brown beat her ass like a few years ago.
I was
in college. I remember when the first picture came out. Like, I remember.
I know. I remember all that too. But you know, it's so crazy because Snapchat to me, I used to be on Snapchat all the time. I used to like make little funny videos. It was a fun thing for me, but they've been in the news for about everything.
Kylie Jenner, right?
They had like the blackface claims or something like that.
Oh,
they used
did.
To put like
the ethnicity.
They always had,
or
yeah.
It was just, I don't know. Who is in charge of the HR? Is it? I don't know. Approval.
I don't know.
Who's on their board of approvals? Because
I didn't think that was such a big deal because it was fun looking like, because they had like people you were like looking like, I don't know, but
Asian or whatever.
Yeah, but the Chris Brown and Rihanna thing, that's a little bit too far.
Yeah. Well, she felt
that's
the
like
same
weird.
Way.
Yeah.
So she went to Instagram and she posted, now Snapchat. I know you already know you ain't my favorite app out there, but I'm just trying to figure out what the point was with this mess. I'd love to call it ignorance, but I know you ain't that dumb. You spent money to animate something that would intentionally bring shame to DV victims and made a joke of it. This isn't about my personal feelings because I don't have much of them, but all the women and children and men that have been victims of DV in the past, and especially the ones who haven't been made out of it yet, you just let us down. Shame on you. Throw the whole app away.
Oh, dang.
And literally, they've gone down 4%. They've lost $800 million.
Dang.
And, I mean, they've tried to apologize, but, I mean, it's not going to work. The whole Navy's on them now. So, I mean, it's over.
I mean, ever since Instagram Snap came out, I mean, it was going down.
Exactly. Because, I mean, I don't really have any followers. I mean, people don't have my phone number. So, people don't really follow me on Snapchat. I have Instagram followers. So, follow me on Instagram, Lauren_.
You can, shame on you, Snapchat. I don't think I should use it anymore. I don't use it now. Am I one of those people? I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I don't use it now. So, I mean, it really wouldn't mean anything for me to delete it. I mean,
I like the fact that it deletes in 24 hours. That's like the best thing about it.
But now that they have screen record on the iPhone, it's basically useless because they can record. True. I mean, all these like white people that have been, you know, getting caught calling everybody niggers and stuff, all of that has been screen records.
Dang.
So, I don't know. I think it's time to let it go.
Let it go.
Bye-bye, Snapchat. Goodbye.
It was fun while it lasted, though.
Oh yeah, it was the filters.
You introduced us to some cool stuff.
The geo filters.
We should just like have a giving away party
for Snapchat.
Something like that.
This is my last snap, my go away snap, whatever.
Goodbye, Snapchat.
So moving on, French Montana. He actually is the first. Well, he was like recognized as the first rapper to be a global citizen ambassador for his work in Uganda. He donated a bunch of money, and The Weeknd matched it, and P. Diddy matched it, and now there is a hospital opening up in Uganda that can serve 300,000 people.
Oh, that's cool. Good for him.
Exactly. That's, I mean...
Yeah. Because he's actually from there, you know, or something like that. No?
Is he?
I don't know. He's Moroccan, right?
Well, Uganda and Morocco are the same.
You know what? I've never really been good at...
you know what? See...
geography.
Americans are not good at geography.
So and we have
you know what?
Diddy's from that...
No, P. Diddy is not from Uganda.
Oh, that was P. Diddy. I thought you said French Montana.
I did. French Montana, P. Okay. Diddy, and The Weeknd. But mainly French Montana. Because he started it. It was
but
his
they
thing.
All black, right? You know, Wakanda lives forever.
I just...
Did they go to Wakanda too? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Look now. This is.
I promised to get a map. I'm gonna get a map and I'm gonna study it. But really, I took AP history. Okay, in high school,
AP history?
I did. Yeah, and we had to actually do a map. We had to fill out a map, but that was one of our quizzes. He gave us all the answers. We just had to study it. I never studied it, and obviously, I still regretted it to this day.
This is the guy that thought Louisiana was in the middle of the United States.
I did. I know.
Like, he really was like, why is there water by Louisiana?
I couldn't believe it. We were on a boat to Louisiana. It was crazy. Anyway, sorry. Sorry for being dumb.
It's okay.
I graduated college, though.
Oh, well, that is good for a good example of American education right there. Thank you for that. Thank you. So we're going to move on to Lil Xan.
Who?
I don't know. He's this white rapper. Uh-oh. His name is Lil Xanax, but now he's like, I'm not going to do Xanax anymore because it's bad, but my name's still going to be Lil Xanax anyway. Yeah, I know. It's stupid.
I think it's just crazy that you just take somebody's whole company's name and it's your name. Like even Cardi B. Like it's Bacardi. Like, I mean, you can't do that.
I mean, and now she's going to sponsor them, I'm sure, right?
Nah,
isn't she already doing
I don't
that?
Think so.
She's pregnant, by the way. I mean, okay.
Wow.
She may not be pregnant, allegedly. TMZ said she's pregnant, and she's doing the thing where she wears lots of big stuff to hide her stomach.
She did have a poofy dress at the iHeart
and things with bows awards. And stuff. She's pregnant. She's pregnant. So, either way, I'm sorry.
That's crazy because she's like at the height of her career.
I mean, she from
you know
what
I mean?
The TMZ report says that she's going to have her baby. She's supposedly due in July. She's going to have her baby. She's still going to go on tour. She's still going to perform at Coachella. And 2 months after, she's going to go on tour with Bruno Mars? Bruno Mars, yeah.
Man, so, I mean, we'll see. Okay, but Beyonce said the same thing.
Well, Beyonce was pregnant with twins, so that's different. That's two carrying two babies.
She was actually pregnant this time, so you know what?
Shut
up. I'm just saying.
She was pregnant the first time. Thank you. It was just her shirt that folded over in that picture. Thank you.
Her cardboard shirt that folded over. I don't even know what.
Look, you need to leave Beyonce alone.
I know. I don't want to be.
Somebody in the Beehive. You know, actually, talk about it because it will go viral.
But the thing is, my name is Darion, so I get like a little bit of a, you know, her whole brand is Darion.
So you get to insult her and tell her that she fake carried blue? I'm just like, I don't understand
No.
It doesn't work that
Chicken Darion and Darion, y'all. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. Wow, we're doing this. You know what? We're going to go back to Lil Xan, okay? That's what we're going to talk about before
Lil
we
Xanax.
Get to
What a great name.
Yeah, the guy who doesn't do drugs anymore. I don't know. Whatever. So, on more stupid things he said, he did a interview with Revolt TV, and they asked him on the clout scale from 1 to 10, what is Tupac's clout in, you know, the rap industry, like what would you say is Tupac's, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, on his, where is he at on that scale for you?
I have no idea.
Like his credibility, like in like if you were to listen.
I mean, I guess he would be pretty high, but like
just exactly this but is, he said this two is... he said two, and he said his music was boring. He was like, he's two, his music's boring. So Of course, he's been getting dragged in the media and everything.
Well, you know, everybody did like Tupac, but this is coming from somebody like my favorite rapper is Ludacris. So, I mean, I don't really have any credibility in the rap industry.
You know, I don't.
Ludacris and Nicki Minaj.
I don't really listen to rap. Like, I mean, I listen to rap. I'm not like deep into the game like a lot of people are. But I can still say that if someone asked me on the scale of 1 to 10, I would automatically put him, even if I don't listen, I don't really listen to Tupac either, but I know on the scale of 1 to 10.
I feel like I would have to do it because everybody
knows.
But I would put Ludacris up there, so.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people would too.
Would he? Okay. I feel like he's really underrated.
Credibility in the game. Ludacris has a ton of it. He's been around for years. He's like donates to charity and stuff. I guess. So yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Well, anyways, he's been getting so much like backlash for it. He was in this Del Taco in Redlands, California. And he got almost jumped by like a bunch of high school kids, high schoolers who think that Tupac is, you know, better.
So is he high school age or is he older?
He's like 16.
Because can he fight?
Oh, he's okay. Like 16, so he can't. Okay, so he had a bunch of high schoolers chase him out of there and he ran across the street to the YMCA and the police had to pick him up.
This is the new rap thing.
You don't have to have that much talent to make it. As long as you got a good beat and some okay sounding words, it really doesn't matter at this point.
Wow, this is what we come to.
Yeah,
it's just so crazy because like the music that I like listen to like 90s R&B stuff like that, and that's like on like old hip-hop, that's like on old stations.
It's not on old stations. Bruno Mars is making it super relevant again.
That's true. Bruno
Mars. I'm just, you know, I mean, of course he's being attacked right now.
I'm about to say everybody hates him now
for being an ally to the black culture. I mean, he's never, all of his dancers are black. He makes good music that is black sounding and 90s sounding.
He makes good music for anybody. He's upbeat all over every type of chart.
The Underground Railroad wouldn't have worked if there weren't some white people helping. So Bruno Mars is having white moms listen to music that's ethnic. And that's a good thing. It's making hip hop more mainstream. That's why hip hop is now the most listened to music, like genre of music in the U.S. for the first time in years. Rock and roll has always been more listened to than hip-hop. It's hip-hop. Right, it's not just because of Future and Kanye. It's because of Bruno Mars, too.
And I think that he actually writes his own music or something like that. I think that he does. Because he's being sued right now.
He's being sued by Angie Stone and The Sequence because of Uptown Funk. Now, everybody knows
Angie
Uptown
Stone
and
The Sequence. What?
Yes, Angie Stone. She had a song called Funk You Up, and we all know Uptown Funk. And apparently they sound eerily similar, y'all. And Bruno Mars did say that he was inspired by it, but I don't know. Y'all need to listen to it.
So they're just going to sue him?
I mean, yeah.
This man who won like all the Grammys.
So if you made a song like 10 years ago and then some newer person like made it and it was almost like exactly the same thing and they made like tons more money than you, wouldn't you feel something?
I thought it was just like a little piece of the song.
I mean, you need to listen to it. Y'all need to listen to it. Y'all let me know.
So now they want money off of it. So that's how they're getting paid. How we doing it.
I mean, they're just trying to make sure that they're being honored the way they should be. And if I write something, I want to make sure that it's, you know, going where it's supposed to go.
I guess.
Okay, y'all, guess what? Stormy Daniels is being sued for $20 million that she doesn't have.
Stormy Daniels is Kylie's daughter.
No, she's not. Stormy Daniels is a porn star.
Oh.
And she had an affair with Donald Trump. And she's been trying to get the injunction thrown out. So she sued him.
Oh.
So the lawyer is like, well, yeah, we had agreement and you broke it. And the agreement is that if you break it every incident, you give me $1 million. You've already done it at least 20 times. So, bitch, where my money at?
Right.
So here we are. That's where we're going to
I wonder if she has enough money to even do that. She only got paid $130,000.
She literally has a GoFundMe to get money just to sue him. So
I would give to her GoFundMe.
She already has raised $171,000.
There you go.
Good luck to her.
She's going
to
do it.
Good luck to her. I hope she gets it because Donald Trump needs to go.
Yeah.
And that is it for Lawrence Explains It All.
Okay, there we go. So we're going to jump right into it. We got to get into Darion's Dilemma. We're switching it up. This is a really, really important topic of this. Because I haven't really discussed it, but...
Okay, what's going on?
You know what?
What?
You know how you be loaning people money?
And yes, then, like,
they don't even talk about when they, like, owe you... They're trying to pay you back. They don't even try to get in contact with you or tell you that.
Yeah, when they're going to get back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm just confused. Like, what can I do? I have a friend that I loaned $100 to.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm just waiting on when I'm going to get that money back. I don't know how long ago was it?
Was it like a long, long time ago, or what, like a week ago, or like how? What's the timeline? Because you might be being annoying right now.
Well, you know
what? You're smiling. He has this creepy smile on his face. I just want you to know.
Well, because it's just funny because it's you who owe me the money. So I'm just trying to figure out when you're gonna pay me back. I'm trying to understand when I'm gonna get my $100.
I owe him money.
Yeah, you do.
I can text it to him right now. Boo!
Oh, can you?
No. Oh yeah, actually I can, really? Because. Oh, look, don't try.
I'm just trying to figure out when can I bring
that
up?
Mind you, I'm the one that reminded him that I owed him the money. Oh, isn't that funny? I reminded you. I was like, hey, I'm going to give you $130 when I get paid because of this, that, and the third. I gave you $30 early, and I said, and you said $100. Why are you giving me $100? I was like, because I owe you money, remember? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
I understand, but I'm just saying, how can you ask somebody nice and politely, like, when can I get my money?
Don't jump them on the air, maybe?
Don't, what do you mean? You think I ambushed you or something? You think I'm pulling a 93.9?
Yeah, you are.
KYS,
you are.
Danny
you
Star.
Are. You definitely are.
You think I am?
You're pulling it. You're pulling it right now.
I'm not.
And you look stupid because you're the one I reminded you.
And you did not remind me.
I did remind you.
Y'all.
I reminded you. Know, it's okay. It's all right, though.
I just want you to know this is not the correct way to do it. This is the way. I need some comments, okay?
Whatever.
So, what is the correct way? Oh, Lord, can you help me? What is the correct way to ask somebody?
Send a text message, maybe?
And say what?
Hey, where's the, like, hey, did you remember the money you owe me?
I'm just saying, remember that one time when I said, hey, Lauren, you know, I need to borrow some money from you. You loan me the money. I was like, wow, you know, you're so great. I'm out here in Europe. You know what I'm saying? You did a great thing. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, I was like, you know what? I did get paid and I can't give it to you.
Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
I told him that I needed it by a certain date and he told me he would and then he reneged and told me that he couldn't.
I apologize, you know, but next week I got you, you know. So, not next week, when I did get paid again, I did pay her the money that I did owe her.
Yeah.
But I kept in contact and I said, you know.
Because we were living together at the time, so it was not like it was impossible that you couldn't keep in contact with me because I was sleeping on your couch because I got into a car accident. So I don't see how
I gave the money to you.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just trying to figure out. You just told me last pay period that you were.
No, that wasn't last pay period. That was last week.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I reminded you last week.
So.
And it's been 7 days since I've seen. It's been how long since I've seen you? How long has it been since I've seen you?
I just want my money.
I'll text it to you right now. Here's your money. Let me text it to you right now.
Where's the video? Let me text it to you right now.
Just so you can get your money.
And next time,
when you're in a foreign country and you want $250 from me, I won't be sending it to you. Okay.
I really appreciate the money though.
You don't. Oh, and then he gave it to me 4 weeks later, but it's okay. He told me he was going to give me 2 weeks later and I needed to pay a bill and I paid the bill late because I had an extra 2 weeks to get my money. But it's all
right. Let me just say, I don't feel like I ambushed you. Don't worry about it.
You don't have to feel anyway.
I don't feel like I ambushed you. We did go and have a great time in New Orleans.
Yeah, we did.
You know.
Yep, we did. And we are back and that is great.
You know.
So I'm just going to send you this right now. There you go right there. Don't ask me shit again, okay? I just want you to know.
Yeah, I just
okay.
want my money.
Oh, it's done. It's already. Open your phone and claim it, please.
Okay.
Thank you. It's already been sent. I'm waiting on you, honey.
Okay.
We're waiting on you now.
Okay.
We're waiting on you.
I got the text.
Oh, you have it now?
I got the text.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, so is this
Thank
gonna,
you.
Is this going to go
It's
to
already
my,
in open it. You need to claim it.
Will this go to my Apple Pay or will this go to...
No, because this is Google Pay. It's free and it's instant. So if you claim it, it's going to go right into your account right now.
Well, you know, I really want to...
So go ahead and claim it.
What if I wanted Cash App? You didn't really...
Cash App makes it so that you can wait 3 days. Did you want 15% of it to go to Cash App so you can get it instantly?
Oh, okay.
Or did you want it now?
Oh, it's now.
You said you want it now.
Yeah,
right?
I did. Okay.
Okay, so I use Google Pay because it's free
and you get it instantly.
I didn't want you to take 15% of it to Cash App. I wanted to make sure you got all your $100, baby.
I really appreciate
Thank
it.
You
know.
I'm glad you appreciate it. Thank
and that,
you.
You know, and that was there as a lemon.
It was all solved.
So, you know, leave your comments below.
Everything's solved. Everything is solved. So we're going to move on to more serious stuff. You know what? I can't even talk about this. You know, I'm going to have to move my stuff around because I can't talk about the stuff I need to talk about if we're laughing. Okay, so you know we're going to talk about something that's not funny?
Some serious stuff.
We're going to talk about Dannery. Okay?
Okay.
Dannery Vasquez. We can talk about this a little lightheartedly, even though it's not nice. Because I don't know if y'all watch this video, but you need to watch it if you haven't watched it. It's about this guy. He was a minor league, almost MLB baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a stairway in Texas here, our lovely state. And he is smacking the mess out of his girlfriend.
What?
Like, they walk in and you're like, oh, look at them. They're just walking down the steps all calm. They're not arguing. You don't really think anything's going on. And then he just backhands her.
Wait, what? Like, what's their race?
They're Venezuelan,
okay.
I think. I think they've been together since they were like 14, and he was, I mean, and they came over to this country because he can play baseball. And
that's so crazy. You see that all the time. I mean,
he was, I mean, he slapped
like who drug his wife out of the elevator? What was it? Ray Rice?
Yes. Drake, yes. That's his name. Ray Rice? I think that is his name.
Here we go. Okay.
No, because Ray Lewis is the other guy. Ray Rice, I think that's his name.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, I mean, he.
We don't need to remember him anyway. What he did was wrong. married though.
They did Congrats. Not. He proposed to her like that day, like after that happened, when he like slapped her like 6 times down the stairs and fixed her hair for her. He proposed to her and she said yes. And she pleaded with the DA to not like press charges or anything, and they didn't. And then they broke up and now he's married to somebody
else. Okay. So how do you feel about something like that? Like, would you press charges?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was slapping her with no regard. She wasn't even fighting back. Because like she didn't even look mad in the face. It was like,
why do women like still stay? I don't get why they do that.
She loves him, and I guess she feels like he does this because he loves her.
Why would she like press? I mean, it's all on video, everything.
Because she doesn't want him to go to jail. If he goes to jail, loses his citizenship. Like,
he deserves it.
They've been together since he was 12. They're 16,
okay. Well, he
14,
deserves
whatever.
To go to jail and get slapped around. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, she feels that way now. Now that they're not together. Oh, but wow. She's like, I wish I would have sent him to jail. I mean, I don't know what her voice sounds like. I'm just...
it's probably sound that ditzy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh.
You know what?
Did I offend you too? Sorry.
I just want to slap you across your face. Look, I am trying to be positive here, y'all.
Look, I've been going through it, okay? So maybe it's me. I don't know.
You've been going through it?
Yeah.
Everything you've been going through is just so terrible.
Well, yeah.
There are bridges falling in Florida, and he's talking about his life is terrible.
That's true. I'm so sorry.
I mean, like, there's this pedestrian bridge collapsed in Florida, and 6 people died. Like,
it's like
Southport,
like Miami, like...
Yeah.
What was this, FIU or something?
FIU campus. It was, like, a big bridge that was connecting FIU's campus to this big apartment or... like housing complex that housed like 40,000 or 4,000 other students.
That's just
crazy.
It
was under construction still. And I mean,
just collapsed.
It collapsed.
Like,
I mean,
that's
just so. Cars,
there are so many bridges in Dallas. Like, who the heck needs to think about a bridge collapsing?
I mean, they said that there was like cracking. Somebody left a voicemail about some cracking on the bridge, but they had a meeting that morning about the cracking and showing that it wasn't life-threatening or dangerous, and there was some kind of cable tightening thing going on, and somebody said that they saw a worker at 9 o'clock in the morning. They heard like a crack, like a whip sound of like maybe a cable snapping, and they saw a worker's face, and he looked like scared in the face, and then like that noon it collapsed.
That is just wild. So how many people died?
6.
Dang.
At first some, like, I think maybe 2
I was hoping that
the
they might survive, even though if your car gets smashed, right? I mean
I've seen the videos. There's some where, I mean, the car is completely flat. Like, it's, except for like the front of it. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. Just prayers out to everybody.
Ooh. Definitely.
But, I mean, and also more tragic news, also in Florida, in Tampa, a Cirque du Soleil show, a worker was performing and he fell during the performance and he died later on at the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cirque du Soleil, like, I always see, like, I always see circus stuff like that, and I'd be like, wow, they always make it. They'll never fall.
And
I can't imagine being at one of
the
places. The
video's crazy. You can see it if you, I mean, you don't, if you don't want to, but if you do want to see it, it is, you know, available. But, okay.
But at least they, like, died doing what they love. Is that stupid?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's not, I mean, no,
I was
no,
like,
no, 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 no.
Okay, yeah.
That's not stupid. The mentality, that's how I feel like that's how they feel. Like, if I were to go any other way, why not go while I'm making people happy?
Right.
So, I mean, it's sad. Moving, you know what? I think all of these Floridas, all these stories are in Miami. I have another story from Miami.
Are you serious?
About these. Okay, this IHOP, y'all. This IHOP worker made a group of black teens prepay for their food.
Oh my goodness.
Now y'all know, wait, after homecoming or after prom and you're going to.
Wait, they were black teenagers?
Yeah, a bunch of black teenagers came into IHOP, a group of them. And the server made them prepay for their food.
That's messed up.
Before they got it. I mean, I'm not going to say it's understandable. Because I'm not going to say that. But I remember being young and going to the restaurants after homecoming and barely even having enough to, like, tip them. Like, well, I'm just going to leave this change and I'm just going to go because my dad's outside.
I remember going out with friends and I'm not playing and we just left. So, I mean,
see,
and then, I guess I was a black teenager. I mean, I don't know.
You guess you were a black teenager? You don't know if you
I'm
were.
Only half black, so I don't know if I was Spanish in those years or if I was black.
Spanish is not a race, so.
I can say whatever I want.
No, you can't. That's wrong, though.
I don't care.
It's your heritage. You're like,
maybe I was Latino then. Sorry.
He doesn't know how to speak Spanish either, so he probably shouldn't
I can pretend. I can say my name real Hispanic. I think that's the most important thing.
Okay.
As long as I can say my name, and people be
when
like,
when ICE agents come to pick him up because of his last name, just know, remember
Don
this.
Darion. It sounds a little French too.
Well, now you're French.
All of it.
Okay.
I want to be Italian. Anyway, I'm so sorry. What happened? So the black tees, did they pay? Did they prepay? We need to know. We used to be servers, so
they did not prepay. They left.
They posted everything.
Because they weren't going to pay. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, no. They were going to pay. They were going
to
pay.
They're supposed to be serious.
They were just outraged. They were like, oh, why do we, us black teens, must we pay early?
But to be honest, they're teenagers that I would have made to pay. But if I saw a group of white teenagers, I don't know. I would still, if they were white boys, I would make them prepay.
You know what? You need to stop.
I don't know. Well, I'm just telling the truth. Anyway, so. All right, y'all. So we're going to move it on. We have to talk shit. We're about to run out of time. So it's only a 30-minute podcast. So this week, we're going to talk shit about United Airlines.
Oh, my gosh. And I feel like they need to do better with
I feel
life.
Like we've already talked shit about them before.
Yeah, because it hasn't even been a year since they dragged that Asian man up and down the aisles all bloody.
That's what I'm saying.
Screaming crazy stuff. Help me. I need to get off.
Okay, so now they're in the news again for killing a dog in an overhead bin. And I know y'all heard about this. Now, I am a dog owner, okay?
I was a previous dog owner.
You know what I'm saying? So, I couldn't imagine somebody telling me to put my... Well, the story is the flight attendant told this lady to put her...
There was a bag, like, in the middle of the aisle or something. And mm-hmm. she was like, put the bag in the bin. The lady didn't speak any English. So, she was like, put the bag in the bin. The lady was like... And maybe her daughter may have said there was a puppy in the bag. I don't know. But the flight attendant made her put the... You know, the bag in the overhead bin. By the time they got to wherever they were going, the puppy was dead. How do you not know? Because I'm sure that dog was barking.
That's what I'm saying. Didn't they say that people around said that flight attendant knew that there was a dog inside the overhead bin? First of all, I mean, I do work in the airline industry, and I mean, that's never protocol. That's never something that we would do.
All their fault, though? Because if you were flying,
and
someone was like, put cash in the overhead bin, if you don't put that cash in the overhead bin, you need to get off the plane. Would you get off the plane or would you put him in the overhead bin?
Well, the thing is, if they spoke English, if I was like in China and they were like, put the dog in the overhead bin, I'm like, is this protocol? Like, you know, I'd be like, you know, I would be like, no.
I mean, but they're not in a foreign country. They're in America. They're American. She doesn't speak.
Right. I'm just saying. Yeah. She doesn't speak the language. So I wouldn't speak the language of the
person. But her daughter does, apparently, supposedly. But would you put your dog in the overhead bin
anyway? Absolutely not. No.
That's what I mean. So why did they do it?
I know that's wrong.
I would have never
done that. I know that would be wrong.
I would never do that. Even if I would like, well, I'm gonna get off the flight. I'm gonna get off the flight then, because I'm not putting my dog.
Well, maybe it was emotional support animal, so you could put those in the overhead bin. No, I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
I'm
so sorry.
Any animals?
Anyway, and I do want to tell a story because this week we actually had this lady with a service animal bring two pit bulls onto the plane, and I just feel like that's not a real service animal. I'm sorry. She had a letter. She needed it for
like
anxiety.
Full-grown pit bulls?
One was like a little baby. One was older and calm, and one was crazy. But
they're supposed to be really smart, nice dogs.
Okay, yeah, but it was lunging at little girls in the boarding area.
Seriously?
Yeah. The pilot didn't want to leave. He was like, "No, we're done. We're done with this.
Did
we're not doing
lunging
it." Lunging at little girls. Yeah.
Trying to bite them.
Is this really a service animal,
give me
man?
Your candy.
Yes, I need him.
He
for what?
Me. To kill the world. I don't know. This might
anyway,
be
so everybody's saying don't fly United Airlines. I don't know if we should fly them. I fly for free. So
a friend of a friend is a flight attendant for United.
Uh huh.
My friend's friend is a flight attendant.
I've
never flown United. So.
I can't be a part of that company. I can't do that. You know, I'm supposed to love dogs now. You know,
exactly. No one United. Sorry, guys.
Yes.
Sorry.
Anyway, so we have this new segment we've been doing for a little bit, and it is our motivational quotes.
Yes.
So you know,
dealing with life. And...
Lauren, you can go ahead and share yours because mine always have to deal with what I'm going through.
Okay.
But Lauren, Lauren's always has like good ones, but
mine's are okay. I just, you know, if you're dealing with someone at work, because we all have those people who are rude and you know cussing you out and you can't do anything. Always remember this. Smile. It will either warm their heart or piss them off. Either way, you win. Thank you.
Why would you want to piss somebody off?
Because they're being rude to you. You've never had anybody come up to you and just cuss you out for something that has nothing to do with you.
Yes.
And you can't say anything because you're a worker. So instead of getting mad at them, you're just like, okay, just smile. Okay, yeah, you have a good day. And they're just, yelling. They just look stupid.
But what if they grab you and try to choke you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really want to piss somebody off. You don't know what they're capable of. In Texas, you have to have guns, you know?
Come at me, boo. Okay. Come at me, boo. It's all on camera. We're going right to courts.
Okay, anyway, my motivational quote has to do with work. You know, you don't build a business. You build people. And then the people build the business. So I just say, take care of your workers. Take care of the strong ones. Yes. The ones who are doing the most for the business. You
friends
know?
Too. People around you.
I guess. You could take care of them too. Anyway. You are so mean. We've come to the end of the show, y'all. So Lauren, where can they find you if they really, really want to stalk you? What's your home address?
You can find me on Instagram on Instagram at Lauren_G.
Okay. And then you can find me on Instagram at the Dawn Darion.
What's your address?
Darion. Why are you asking my address? You're really creepy. Anyway, we will see y'all next week. Find us on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Every Sunday, we'll see y'all.
Rate and share.
Here we go. Adios.
Bye.